From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Wall Street is waiting to hear from the Federal Reserve Board today. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and company widely expected to hold short-term interest rates steady at 5.25%, but analysts are more concerned about what the Fed might say. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now. Amy, what are people hoping to hear?
Hi, Alex. Well, it seems they're looking for some reassurance. In the last month or so, we've seen what many view as a crisis in the credit markets. We're all familiar by now with what's happened with subprime mortgages. As more borrowers have defaulted on those loans, lenders have taken huge losses, some have gone out of business. But those problems have spread into other parts of the capital markets as well. Lending standards have tightened for consumers and businesses. The cost of borrowing has gone up, and that's slowed down what had been a booming corporate buyout market. The stock market has also taken a hit. So while nobody's really expecting a change in interest rates today, they want to know that the Fed is watching the situation and will act if necessary.
Well, what would that action look like?
Well, the Fed's in kind of a tough spot. On one hand, you know, if they acknowledge that there's a serious credit problem, investors could panic. But if they ignore it altogether, they appear to be asleep at the switch. Eventually, some people believe the Fed may need to lower interest rates to free up capital, stimulate growth. But I spoke with Charles Lieberman. He's the chief investment officer for Advisors Capital Management. And he says the Fed may not even need to lower interest rates to get investors feeling confident again.
What's happened, of course, is a panic. And a panic just reflects a quantum change in people's thinking. And it can change as quickly going back the other way if all of a sudden people realize the sky isn't falling. So it's a difficult road for the Fed because they're dealing with market psychology, not with simple financial dynamics.
There's another reason the market may not need the Fed's intervention, which is that Fannie Mae, the country's largest buyer of home loans, has asked its regulator for permission to essentially buy more mortgages. And Lieberman says if that happens, that may inject enough capital into the mortgage market to relieve some of this credit crunch.
Now, there's other news today about how the economy is doing.
That's right. In general, the Fed has still been more concerned about the risk of inflation than a weakening economy. And some new numbers out today suggest that the Fed has been right to worry about that. Labor costs rose about 4.5% between June of last year and this June. And while that's great for workers, you know, who are earning more, it's also a sign of underlying inflation. So we may expect the Fed to express that concern again in its statement today.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.